Governor Jay Inslee announced Thursday that he is extending many eviction protections until September, but some tenant and housing advocates are concerned that changes to the moratorium are confusing and could lead to a false sense of security. The moratorium has protected tenants from most evictions and rent increases since March of 2020. The governor's actions today extends some of those protections. For example, tenants can't be evicted if rental assistance and an eviction resolution program are not set up in their county.
I think these are reasonable steps to provide a bridge to the fully functioning programs that the legislature fashioned. They're fair, I think, both to tenants and landlords. Both have had economic difficulty during this period of time.
People behind on pandemic rent, working with landlords on a resolution or with rental assistance, still have protections until the end of September. People who are not paying rent, who are also not seeking rental assistance or a legal resolution, can be evicted starting in August. Terry Anderson, the executive director of the Spokane branch of the Tenants Union of Washington State, said the bridge protections appear to be much weaker than the moratorium, and a lack of clarity could lead to loopholes.
One, there's a false sense of security because you're feeling like the governor's making an announcement that there's some, you may not read here that the word extension wasn't there, but you've heard the date September 30th, you might think that there's some safety and you're not. The other group I'm worried about are the people that feel like, oh, this isn't an extension. I didn't get the moratorium extended. I can't. I'm now living at risk. I'm afraid. And then they're just going to move.
She and Steve Corker, the president of the Landlords Association of the Inland Northwest, are also both concerned about the lack of clarity on rent increases, though for very different reasons. Anderson said she's concerned that the confusion could be used to push tenants out. And Corker said a rent increase could get a landlord in trouble with the Attorney General's office, or unintended violations could lead to a large fine for landlords.
It is totally confusing. And once again, he waited till the last minute, so we have less than a week to really try to figure it out.
Anderson said she and other tenant advocates will request clarification from the governor's office on the eviction moratorium bridge. I'm Rebecca White reporting.